My next guest is on the line. Her name is Bronche Lobsa, and she's in charge of brand and marketing for Operation Healing Hands and the Mandela Day Initiative. Hi there, Bronche. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a privilege.
So talk to me about Operation Healing Hands and the connection to Mandela Day.
So you'd have to go back to the beginning of the story about 9 years ago in 2016. The orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Helena Basson, she has a palpable passion for people and for what she does. And she just decided, I'm going to get a few private sector doctors together and at our hospital, which was Life Eugene Marais at that stage. We're going to, for Mandela Day, for our 67 minutes, we're going to give back and just change a few people's lives who depend heavily on these procedures for relief of pain and correction of possible disabilities. So to get back to the lives that they used to have before these illnesses or ailments occurred. And that was one day, and that turned into a Mandela month, and it's now a full-blown nonprofit company with a group of people who work there who have a massive heart and a massive passion for really just leaving patients better than they found them. So 9 years later, and we hit our 1,000th patient last year in Mandela Month as well. But to give you an idea, we've already operated on over 400 people in 2025 alone. So it's really speeding up the rate at which we're helping patients and the applications coming in. It's just actually rolling like a snowball effect, which is, yeah, we couldn't have imagined that this is what it would have been when it began 9 years ago.
Are these people who are falling through the cracks in terms of the non-provision of healthcare to the poorest in the society, is that who you're dealing with, or is it more than that?
Definitely. It really was, the mission began as wanting to help patients who are on these waiting lists in state system, the state medical system, where they will never possibly receive those procedures, or at least for a few years. And by then, it might be too late. So it was to really alleviate the strain on the system and also to allow people to get their livelihood back. So it was a double-edged mission in that sense. These are mostly to close the socioeconomic gap.
Give me an idea of the kind of procedures that are being performed and the differences that they make to the patients.
So we have so many incredible projects that run throughout the year and throughout South Africa. And we cover, every application that comes in really is advised and explored in its own merit. But we deal with cataracts and corneas. And then we have a current cochlear implant project running with Mia LaRue, the current Miss South Africa, and the Discim Foundation. We have different implants, such as orthopedic implants like hips and knees. We work on backs and necks, and also on a pediatric level. So children that would never get tonsillectomies or grommets or even their teeth taken care of, who now are actually able to do that at a very young age before it starts becoming a real health risk. So we've worked on every kind of procedure that you could possibly think of, and we try to keep it to a one or two life-changing procedures for that patient instead of a chronic illness or ailment that we support over a long period of time. So we really want to give surgeries that change those people's lives and allow them to take care of themselves once more.
Just in terms of being able to personalize this somewhat, are you able to share a story perhaps that illustrates the real life impact on one of the surgeries that you've provided?
Absolutely. And I think it was, it's always amazing seeing patients in real life, because it's more real than seeing it on social media or on the website.
Sure.
Where you can see all our patients. But there was a little baby in, I think it was last year. Okay. And she was 1.5 years old. And we together with the Discim Foundation, were able to give her an open heart defect surgery, which allowed her to actually survive and live a full life. And the way that Dr. Basson put it is, this is not just giving a baby a heart. This is someone who will be able to graduate and start a family and get married and achieve everything they ever wanted to do and live a full life. So it really, it's more than just a procedure. It's a ripple effect, not just to that person's future, but to their family, their friends, and their entire community. So one little, surgery that we do really actually has an impact that lasts for a lifetime.
You know, I'm listening to you. I'm not a religious person at all, but I know that there are those in my religion who would say, if you've saved one life, it is as if you have saved the world. And I'm listening to you talk, and I'm listening to the example you've just offered, and it's as if you've saved the world. It's not just that one child. It is just so much bigger than that, and the ramifications, you know, it's obvious. Talk to me about the role that private hospitals and medical companies play in supporting you and your mission.
So we wouldn't even be able to do what we do without the hospitals that support us. It's from Life Healthcare, Intercare, all the day hospitals throughout Pretoria and Johannesburg, particularly Zuid-Afrikaans Hospital, MediClinics, and then of course all our sponsors and partners that actually give us our medical supplies and prosthetics. We have Zimmer Biomet, Stryker, Medtronic, all these large global companies that have really seen something that they want to be part of in OHH, and they've been long-term partners. They keep, they keep sticking with us year after year just because of the massive impact. And then obviously medical companies are one sector, but out in the corporate world, we've got massive supporters in the Dis-Chem Foundation. Companies like We Buy Cars, all the pharmacies, Van Heerden, Arinel Pharmacy, and more. We've got global funding coming in from overseas, people who have never even been to South Africa, possibly, who just want to invest in what we're a part of. So we wouldn't be able to do it with the constant support of all these stakeholders.
Okay, so that would bring me to the very important question of what could members of the public, including the Jewish community, do to get involved or to support your work?
So we made a promise together that as long as we keep getting funding that we need, we will continue to do the best that we can to help as many people as we can with that funding. So we do big and small procedures throughout the year, but we try and balance it so that we get the most impact in all of those spheres. So what would really, really make a difference, as big as or small as it is to navigate to our website at operationhealinghands.co.za. And even if it's tiny or it's for your company with a corporate social responsibility initiative, to just, sign a debit order or give a once-off amount or commit to something that you believe in, any of the particular projects that we have even, get in touch with us. And if you feel strongly about, making a difference to one of those, get in touch, and we would really, really love to interact with you, get to know with you, and partner with you.
Bronche Lobsa, that's probably a really good place to leave it this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, really. It was great. Thank you.